Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
870 operations cancelled at Baragwanath Hospital. That's according to Gauteng Health MEC. 870 operations cancelled at Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital. That's this year alone. And apparently cancellations were due to load shedding, shortage of linen and stolen cables. The health department said that they are working on reducing the rate of cancellations. Joining us this morning is Jack Bloom, DA Shadow Health MEC in Gauteng. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. It's good to be with you.
What on earth is this all about?
Well, you know, it's so difficult to be a surgeon or a health worker in any of our hospitals. You know, so many things go wrong. And I know that doctors are frustrated beyond measure that, you know, everything is ready for an operation and then something goes wrong, and something as simple as clean linen. And this is a problem in all our hospitals. But the figure I got this week about cancelled operations at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, 870. Some of them were due to linen problems, others because of broken machinery or lack of maintenance, or the one instance they said overbooking. But it's hugely distressing to be a patient or a doctor when, you know, you're expecting an operation. You might have waited 3 years for a hip or knee operation, and then it's cancelled at the last moment. You know, you haven't had food or drink, and something stops it. So, unfortunately, it's just a symptom of the general crisis in our health services.
But in the meantime, I mean, these are people that were actually on the list. I've spoken to so many people who can't even get on the list, or they were told that it's years and years to wait for an operation. So these were people that probably had already been waiting for some time.
Yes, certainly. That's the issue. You know, my estimate of people waiting for operations in Gauteng as a whole is probably about 20,000. Mm. A lot of them are cataract operations, but there's heart operations, orthopedic operations, and people can really wait a very long time. You know, they say that they do emergency operations when they need to, but what happens if you wait long enough? Then all this elective surgery becomes emergency surgery, or people die. I mean, unfortunately, one way that the list shortened is that people die. It's extremely tragic, and I don't think it gets enough attention. And when you see something like dirty laundry holding up operations, it's so simple to solve. You know, the problem is they've got six provincially run laundries. I don't know why the province has to run laundries when you could just buy it from a private laundry. And I think that's part of the problem, is that, you know, hospital CEOs don't have full control over their hospitals because maintenance is done by a very dysfunctional and corrupt department called the Gauteng Infrastructure Development Department. And when they don't fix machinery, or the air conditioning goes out, that's another common story, is there's no air conditioning, so they can't do the operation. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another, and people are frustrated beyond measure. But honestly, if you're dependent on you know, government health services, this is actually what happens.
I just keep thinking NHI. Can you only imagine?
Well, absolutely. That's the horror of it. You know, they want they just want to destroy everything, actually, because the priority should really be fix the government hospitals first, show that you can run a decent public health sector, and then, only then, can you think of, you know, a grander scheme. But at the moment, the NHI proposals is just going to chase all health workers out the country.
Absolutely. We've
got so few specialists left. No, we've got so few specialists left, and the remaining ones are really going to flee if they all come under a government-run scheme.
Absolutely. Can you only imagine? Is there any government hospital that you could point to and say this one is running efficiently?
Well, if you go to the Western Cape, it's the only health department that the Auditor General gives a clean audit. And they generally run a good ship. I mean, people tell you there's a stark contrast between hospitals in Western Cape and elsewhere. They spend within budget. We don't hear of scandals, and they have their problems, but generally they're actually showing the rest of South Africa that if you take the existing budget, if you cut out the wastage and the corruption, or you point the right people in the right jobs, you can actually run a reasonable health system. But unfortunately, it's only in one province. And Gauteng Hospital is actually not the worst. I think the Eastern Cape ones are the worst, or the more rural provinces. So, you know, I really think that government needs to pay all its attention on fixing up the public health system before we get, you know, grandiose schemes like NHI, where they really cannot afford and will bungle and just loot. It just seems to be another looting opportunity, unfortunately.
The fact that this is now being reported, and many of these things are being reported, does that mean that there's attention being paid to it, and that things will actually improve?
Well, we all hope so. We had the open letter by Dr. Tinder Meyer, then he gets victimized. But earlier this week, there was another open letter by a whole lot of doctors who openly identified themselves. They had sent it to the Premier of Gauteng, and the fact that it hasn't been much reported on, I think, is problematic, but I'm awaiting a response from the authorities. I think we've just had the Zonder Commission report released, and what he's highlighting there is that a big problem is cadre deployment, and that's what I think the problem that we have in the Gauteng Health Department and elsewhere. You know, people are put in jobs for political reasons, not because of they can do the job. And until we have competent and honest people, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
It is very, very frightening, and something that we have to talk about whether we like it or not. Jack Bloom, thanks as always for joining us. DA Shadow Health MEC in Gauteng, talking about close to 900 operations being cancelled.